Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to talk about how Canada's BSE risk upgrade could, in fact, benefit the U.S. beef industry. That's because the World Organization for Animal Health recently upgraded the BSE risk classifications for Canada and Ireland, with both moving from controlled risk to negligible risk. Now, Travis Arp, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Director of Export Services, says, well, this is obviously some good news for exporters of Canadian and Irish beef. Canada's upgrade may also lead to regulatory relief for the U.S. beef industry as well.
There are a lot of export markets, particularly in Asia, that have Canadian cattle restrictions on U.S. beef exports. Restrictions on product that came from direct slaughter Canadian cattle or imported Canadian feeder cattle that were fed in the U.S. and slaughtered in the United States.
Now, in addition to South Korea and Taiwan, he says Singapore and Ecuador are also in this same category. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says that the United States could also revisit market access in Australia, which is closed as of right now to most U.S. beef products as well. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.